Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time. He was one of our local persons of the year. What a celebration it was at Mulligan's on Dom Giordano Day. And Fred Heron fit right in. One of the best we've ever had there. Fred, of course, is until, I guess it's January 1st. I don't know if it's like the presidency at midnight. They take away everything or not. You know, all that pomp and circumstance of being the sheriff out in Bucks County. But you know, on a night that we focused, I say it many times, 8:43, Henry was with me here. I'm saying News Nation reporting Mikey Sherrill's governor of Jersey. I'm not saying that. It's only News Nation. What do they know? That can't be. 43 minutes in, we thought this would go down to the wee small hours or the next day. Well, in Bucks County, it was equally difficult. You know the results. Let's go to Fred Heron on Talk Radio 1210. Fred, welcome back. Thanks for joining us today.
Dom, thanks for having me, and happy holidays to everyone.
Well, thank you, Fred. So, Fred, after some time to assess all this, we'll find out what you think happened here overall. What is on the horizon for you? What are you thinking about?
I got a couple of things in the works. I'm waiting to hear back from a few companies and mm-hmm. some possible government positions. And I also have an LLC. So I also have signed up with a company already. I'm waiting for two more. I might just work at my own pace and do some consulting. There's enough to keep me busy right now at my own schedule. Again, you know, Dom, 39 years doing this and, you know, being the chief and the deputy chief in Bensalem and now the sheriff of the county. I don't know if I can go back to punching a clock, so to speak. But I got some things on the horizon. And in the next few weeks, I should know. I'm here till January 5th, actually. Okay. So 2 weeks from today will be my last day. The new sheriff gets sworn in. So I'm at work today. A lot of people are like, what are you doing here? And I'm like, well, you know, the taxpayers are still paying me and there's still some work that needs to be done. So we're trying to wrap up some things and close up some loose ends and also a transition. I met with a new guy. He's been in here a couple times. So we're going to have a smooth transition so, you know, he can get off running and hopefully go in the right direction. I'm praying.
Fred, I want to talk about the sheriff's office in Philadelphia. Not draw you into making any comments, you know, in a second. But first, your biggest takeaway, what do you think happened in Bucks County? Was it the immigration issue or was it just this tsunami that happened? Anti-Trump voters came out, pro-Trump voters not as much.
It was not immigration at all, and I'll tell you how I know that.
Okay.
It was not immigration because I had a commercial ready to go for the moment that they launched the commercial of me splitting families up and taking babies away from their parents. I figured for sure they were coming out with that, although we all know that's not true, and that's not what was happening here in Bucks County. But I was ready for that, and they never did that. There was never one commercial that the Democrats here put out regarding immigration. And you know why that is? Because immigration polled well in Bucks County. The majority of Bucks County residents, we had a handful of the vocal left that came out to meetings, but a lot of them weren't even from Bucks County. They were just people coming to complain. But the majority of residents in Bucks County wanted people that were committing crimes here deported. It was as clear as that. It was not an overwhelming majority that wanted illegal folks here committing crimes. So that's how I know it was not immigration, because they didn't do one commercial. What it was is we had the perfect storm. We had a trifecta here in Bucks County. We had all the anti-Trumpers were vocal. We knew the day that Donald Trump got elected, and I support the president, but we knew the day that he got elected, we were going to have a headwind, not a tailwind. And we knew it would be rough because the anti-Trump people are very vocal, and they came out. It was the government shutdown. It was Schumer and the Democrats that created the shutdown, but people were losing their WIC and their welfare money, and they came out and voted. But I think for us here in Bucks specifically, the kiss of death was the Supreme Court retention. It woke a sleeping giant. You had a lot of young women at the polls who were worried about abortion. I have nothing to do with abortion. None of the row officers here have anything to do with abortion. Our judges don't have anything to do with abortion. It's a legislative issue for us. It has nothing to do with county offices. But, you play to the crowd, and they played the abortion card. And the retention of the Supreme Court in Pennsylvania woke people up, and that hurt us. That hurt us big.
Well, that last part doesn't surprise me. It's sad, but it doesn't surprise me. And Republicans have to have a way to counter this in the future, Fred, because it's happened a few times. Wanted to talk with you, too, about professionalism, what you are and what you've done, and how I see the sheriff's office in Philadelphia. Just by contrast, how important the sheriff is. Get your professional. I almost called you last week when we talked about this. We have a person dead in Philadelphia because the sheriff's office, when they went after this bad guy, and by bad guy, I mean someone with a long criminal record who apparently violated probation. They know he was going to his place of business that he owns somehow or another, plumbing business. And yet they try to take him out when he was behind the wheel of a car. Let him walk on the street. The worst that happens, he gets away on foot. Give us an idea. And they don't box him in either with their vehicles. And a person's dead. He flees the scene. Four blocks later, I'm told, crashes into... If you can imagine a pastor making extra money driving an Uber, and the woman was like the heart of gold of nonprofits and donating money and working around the clock, he kills that person.
Yeah.
You know, talk about the sheriffs, how important this is, and the idea of a fugitive behind the wheel. That's not when you go after him.
No. Listen, pursuits are a thing of the past. You really try not to get in pursuit.
Right.
And we always try to disable a vehicle. You get them coming out of the vehicle, or you get them going into the vehicle. In the vehicle is not the time to get them, especially in the sheriff's department. You have a patrol puts their lights on and they go to stop somebody. They're in a different situation than we are. That's not what we do. We're able to plan out. That's our big function, is serving warrants. It's what we really excel at. We're very good at it. The men and women in the warrant units here are very, very good at that. And to get somebody and get a pursuit going is extremely, extremely dangerous. Get them in or get them out of the car. Don't get them while they're driving the car. So that's a huge problem. And it really comes down to the training and supervision. The two biggest, Achilles heels in law enforcement is failure to train and failure to supervise. And my guess is that's what was going on there. I tried to get more money. When I came here, we really, the men and women weren't doing much training. We've really increased that over the years. And I really wanted supervisors out supervising and holding men and women accountable to the, you know, for the people, for the public, making sure that what we were doing was safe. That's why, you know, we redid every single policy and procedure in my 4 years here. Every single policy got redone. We are now about to be nationally accredited. We are the only sheriff's department in the Commonwealth out of 67 to achieve that status. And only 15% of sheriff's office nationwide have that gold standard of policing, gold standard of policies. I'm very proud of the men and women here. But those are what avoids those type of disasters, what we saw happen in Philadelphia and other places. You know, you've got to have supervision. You have to have training. You have to have policies.
Yeah, I mean, Fred, this is a very how many warrants would you say ballpark you might do in a year? Because any number of them, we know, can be somebody heavily armed, somebody who is just not going to go to jail again, et cetera. How many did your office serve, do you think?
This year, we're going to be on the track for about 700, maybe a little north of 700 for the year of warrants that we've served. So that's not warrants necessarily that came through our office, through the office. So since I've been here, since January of 22, 17,000 warrants have come through this office.
Wow.
That we've been involved with. But the two warrant squads are out there. We've served over 700 just on the warrant squads. And we take the most recent and work our way back. So every day there's warrants coming in. So you're really, the water's piling in, and we're just with buckets trying to empty the boat to keep us afloat.
Yeah, absolutely. Parting area. I hope Fred Herron, with all these other opportunities, is going to do some kind of podcast still. Are you?
So we're going to not rebrand it, but remarket it, I guess. I think I'm doing one more podcast from the sheriff's office. We're going to still call it Law & Order BUX. I don't want to change the name, but I'll be doing it as whatever my next job is. But I'll be doing I'm going to continue with the podcast. And I think I'm going to be able to do a little bit more information in the podcast. If you hear what I'm saying,
sure.
You know, we'll really be able to look in. I'm going to keep an eye on the county. I've been here now 39 years in this county, and I'm not ready to just call today and let the ship sink. I'm hoping the new guy, I've talked to him. I'm hoping he does some of the right stuff. I think he's got other political desires. I don't think, you know, you just don't wake up one day at the age of 33 and say, you know, I want to be the sheriff. Most people, they start law enforcement early in their life. You know, this is an opportunity that he saw. He took it. He prevailed because of the climate of the country. I mean, timing is everything. But I sure hope he does right by this office and he doesn't use it as a step stool, which is what I'm afraid is going to happen.
Well, Fred, anytime, just let Henry know you have something, you want to come on and talk, and you have a seat at Mulligan's in perpetuity, so to speak. We loved it that day. That was a fabulous day with you there.
We had a great day. And last night, though, we had all the kids over for dinner. Don, don't be mad at me, but I made sauce.
Oh, God. A dagger to the heart. Put this guy in another podcast, never to be heard from again. All right, so the podcast still is Law and Order BUX.
Yeah, BUX.
Fred,
Law and Order Bucks. Yep.
Thank you so much. Thanks for what you've been doing. And again, this is just a crossroads here. We'll continue to talk.
Thanks, Dom. I'll talk to you soon. Merry Christmas to everyone.
Merry Christmas. Thank you, Fred. Thank you very much. Fred Herron here. Oh, my God. It never ends. It's the only payoff, I think, on that. Did the Olive Garden get mentioned on the Zioe show the other day? I don't know if it did or not. Maybe we can Google that. Just because I said they're making lower calorie dishes, and I resent that.
Olive Garden. No, I'm sure they know.
Yeah. I'm sure somehow or another made it in there. All right. So that's Fred Herron, his view on this. And I think, again, I take this stuff, you know, there's not enough attention paid to this. Even when it comes to Philadelphia, even when it comes to government in these blue cities that is deficient, this sheriff's department sucks beyond any in the country. To try to take down this guy over there in Girard Avenue, I think it was, going to his place of business, he steps away from it. and then to move out of his way, and then to plead, well, we didn't pursue him. No, no, no. You and this infrastructure caused the death of that woman. This guy, if he got away, he got away on foot. Go get him. You had it surrounded, and you let this guy, you try to take this guy down behind the wheel of a vehicle. I mean, it's unforgivable. But just another day in Philadelphia, Rochelle Bilal can continue, the sheriff's department. They lose 5,000 guns. Who cares? They are a menace. This is what progressivism is. Politicians are connected to that. You wouldn't see that, to the best of my knowledge, in any of the counties. Why do we have it in Philadelphia? Because, hey, it's politics. Who cares that this woman's dead? The pastor's critically injured Uber driver. Poor people just doing their lives. Didn't have to happen. Just that alone ought to be enough to have people out. What does it take to be outraged in Philadelphia? Apparently, nothing other than to say President Trump or something like that. That's about the only thing to get some going. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. You get in. Right now, it is time for...
It's Dobbs Money Melody.
Where's all the money gone?
All right, and of course, every day, Dom's Money Melody is brought to you by our Sea Service friends, Tom Metzger, NavyLeaguePhilly.org, NavyLeaguePhilly.org. It's only $25 a year to join and become a member. With all the great work they do, all the get-togethers they have had, I was honored to be at the Army-Navy game over in Manayunk this year. That group, NavyLeaguePhilly.org, to join. They bring us Dom's Money Melody, and they do spectacular job. You'd be amazed. The programs with younger kids, high school and all, that they're engaged in. This is a group that you want to join, Coast Guard, Marines, Navy. It's all of that. Look at what they're doing with the tankers out there right now. I think they have a third Venezuelan tankers. How much can Maduro? All right, you got the tankers gone. They're cutting down the illegal drugs. What else does he have? All right, Henry, what's your... song today.
Yeah, Dom. So on a side question, we're asking for that all-time character from a crime drama. Mm-hmm. And I know at the top of the show, we asked for more contemporary characters, but I am throwing it back here with this Money Melody. Kirk likes this one a lot, by the way.
Okay.
So I'm going to play you an actor who played a detective on television way back when. I'm going to play you a song of his, if you can call this singing. It's air quotes of singing here. Okay. I'm going to play you him. I want to know the name of this actor, not his character, name of the actor covering this song right here. I'm about to play you. I'll say this much, Dom. I bet our friends in Upper Darby get a big kick out of this guy.
Oh, okay. All righty, 855-839-1210. Hit us with that, and you are going off to see a pair of tickets. See the great Joe Conklin with the City Rhythm Orchestra. Philly Sports Put to Music, Saturday, February 21st, 8 p.m. at the Broadway Theater. I played that with Bill O'Reilly. My name was above O'Reilly's on the thing. He mentioned that when he came in. Dom, I'm sure your people want to correct that. Yeah, Walter Koss, get up there right now. Put Bill O'Reilly in the top. They didn't do it.
Nice.
Too cold out. Nice. Come on, Bill. For tickets, visit joeconklin.com. His name will be on the top there, and it is a blast. 855-839-1210. Hit us with that, and you're in. Go and see Joe Conklin. More coming up on Talk Radio 1210.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Dear Dono, on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
It's Dom, Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Show me the money.
All right, that is right. If you're a new listener, every day around 2:13, 2:14, Henry cooks up something, and today's a fascinating one. Think Upper Darby, and we have a great prize for it. So it's pretty easy to play. 855-839-1210. Let's hear the clue.
You played a detective on TV, Dom.
All right, let's go to Dawn in Downingtown. How alliterative. Hey, Dawn, what do you have today?
How you doing?
Hi, good.
Well, I don't know why I thought it was William Shatner, because he was never a detective, duh.
William Shatner would always be someone who would do something like that. He'd do a million things like that. Of course he would. Anything, make money, another credit there.
It does sound like Shatner.
Yeah, he does that, then in the morning he goes, Price Club. Yes, sir, Mr. Kirk. Yes, Captain Kirk. I mean, and he is top 10 talk radio guests. I've had him on 4 times, and it's always been, unlike Larry Kudlow. Let's see where he ranks as a talk show host. $1 million and dropping, Larry. Lectures on interviewing techniques with Larry Kudlow last week. I don't think we'll do any podcasting of that one. John in Gloucester City. Okay, John, who is it? Yo, John.
Leonard Nimoy.
All right, Judge.
Why are we doing Star Trek?
Why is it moved down that path? Say,
this is a TV detective, and I'm saying people in Upper Darby are big fans of him because our Upper Darby callers are Greek. And so this man is also Greek.
Okay, I think I may have to give the ultimate clue here in a second.
Yeah,
Dennis Mayfair has good common sense. They're not going to say Aruhu or something like that. Dennis, who is it?
Yeah, Kelly Savalas.
There we go.
All right, who loves you, baby? All-time great line. I'll put you on hold, Dennis. Enjoy Joe Conklin, Mayfair. Perfect. All right, yes. All right, so.
Yeah, you're listening to the sweet sounds of Telly Savalas serenading. So,
Telly Savalas played a great rat in The Dirty Dozen, too. Oh, man, he was good. The guy didn't get you anything but won't get it for you type of thing. Yeah. All right, Dennis, you are the winner. You're off to see the great Joe Conklin. All right, the side question today is simply all-time character in a crime drama in honor of the guy who played Ziggy. Season 2 of The Wire. And one of these days, maybe over Christmas. I don't know if there's that. I still think The Wire is the best show in the history of TV. and willing to defend that at length. I know there's some contenders, almost all of them would be on HBO or not on broadcast TV, at least. Due to the fact the writing's better, they can say more and all. We get that. All right, so a couple of things. Apropos of the fact I saw it under attack again yesterday. Boy, what I wouldn't give to have a 50-year-old fruitcake, given Greg Stocker's invention of us using YouTube here so much, because I ate that when I was doing morning drive at WWDB, and do you see any problem? Nothing. 50 years old, preserved beautifully. Mm-hmm. I may have been the bourbon in it. And Hugh, the master baker, used to make it with a lot of bourbon. So I don't see the fruitcake being under attack. I'd much rather attack eggnog. I don't get the eggnog. It's awful. Like
fruitcake's been under attack.
But yeah.
Like, no one's making it anymore because the last 50 years.
That may be it. I have not seen a lot of fruitcake designs this year. Eggnog still will go on. But any number of these Christmas, some at Thanksgiving dishes and all that, you know, the green bean salad or whatever it is.
Yeah.
It's all wretched. So,
Thanksgiving and like Christmas, like some of the things are, like we've gotten so much better food in the last, I feel like, 20 years. Like,
the fruitcake, though, is unfairly knocked, I believe. No, it's easy to. I still like it. Now, it's got to be a good fruitcake, not.
I don't think I've had a good fruitcake.
I bet there are people out there that have fruitcake recipes that are tremendous. They're probably baking them right now. All righty, 855.
I'll try them in 50 years.
I would try it. I would try it again here with YouTube. And people are, their hands are shaking. Handed it to me a morning drive. It was like 6 o'clock in the morning. And I ate. And usually I wouldn't do that. But I was so defensive about the lowly fruitcake. All right, so we have that. Kristi Noem now announcing, it was yesterday really, $3,000 to people that are here illegally that will self-deport. They have tripled. You may remember the amount was $1,000 to self-deport, and you can still come back legally. If you don't, you're caught, you can't do that. Now it's up to $3,000. I think that's money well spent in that this saves all the back and forth with trying ICE and everything else. It's good for the person to get out of here. They get $3,000. They go back. They can still come back as a legal citizen someday. And it works. May have to get Guy Shiraki on tomorrow because, I'm not going to hunt down some other AI person. He's written about it and he just texted me a bit because this Fabrizio poll. Now, this is the guy that helped. He's credited by Trump, Trump paid him an awful lot. I think this guy was getting like $2 million a month or some number during the 2024 campaign, maybe even more than that. He's a pollster, but more of an advisor, and he's pretty tough drill sergeant. He and Susie Wiles. He says that in their polling, headed to the midterms, the issue Republicans ought to jump on is AI that parents are very concerned about. Put aside, I'm concerned about it because of all the machines attacking us someday, the whole thing. And that Republicans should not go where their usual philosophy is, state by state. Now, here's where I'm suspect. Because a lot of people around Trump and a lot of the big tech bros and all, they don't want anything interfering with their AI. I think it ought to be state by state. I don't trust the national standards. This guy's saying, nope, Republicans ought to say we're going to put in strict national standards. That's the way to go. Do not say state by state duking it out. On this one, I'm less suspect of the states than I am the national policy on this. And this poll just came out today. Now, do I think that this could really put Republicans over the top in the midterms? I don't see it, but this guy is very, very good at what he does. And that's when he indicates polling. It's a wedge issue here. I still see other things. In addition to that, I don't like the solution. I think the solution on bullying and cyber and a million other things that you talk about with kids and AI is to go state by state. I'm suspect of it, in other words. Watch for this now to be moving forward. This is being talked about. Democrats really don't have any negative in this. He's saying this is a golden opportunity for Republicans to pounce on something. I'm suspect of that. All righty. Johnny Z, the host of Mulligan's Extraordinaire. Just think of the things we did at Mulligan's this year. We got killed in the gravy sauce debate. I ate some uncooked oysters after the biggest oyster supporter in the world, that Mike Testa, the state senator, went off on touting them and our industries and the whole thing. And he's got, and Matt Rooney, they're guzzling them down right next to me.
Yeah.
I didn't take the bait. I pretended. There may have been some spitting out of
my mouth. Yeah, you're like licking the brine.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There may have been a lot of spitting out. I did eat the oyster Rockefeller, which was cooked, I believe.
Yeah, cooked with cream cheese and spinach and all
that. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. We also had, of course, the 40-yard football thrower, more by Henry. We also
had.
Okay. We also had the great October 15th event. Who knew what would happen? We had Presler and Jack Cittarelli there at Mulligan's together. It was spectacular. I'm still in shock over that. So we'll see what Johnny sees in his crystal ball as a business guy, too, and Jersey. I don't know where Wildwood is. They're going to cram affordable housing into Wildwood. They're trying to do it in Ocean City, even. This is the issue in 2026. And the people that voted for Mikey Sherrill, I don't want to hear them whining, which they will. Whoa, we didn't know this was coming. Like Medford. 855-839-1210. Grab a line here on Talk Radio 12.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, the summer White House is still at this point. I'm not sure if Mulligan's is open, or is it December where they, you know, really come in for a deep clean after all those big events? And, you know, you get a nice rain, guys come and get a shot and beer with a kayak. I mean, who doesn't have that sort of thing?
Right.
Let's go to Johnny Z at Mulligan's down there at the shore. Johnny, a Merry Christmas to you and the family. Thanks for another tremendous year.
Merry Christmas, Don. Thanks for having me. Copacabana, that's my entrance music, huh?
Nicely done.
They're playing us Barry Manilow. Yeah, Barry Manilow, apparently lung cancer. Maybe that's why they were playing. I don't know if it was you. But
I heard about that. That's a shame. He's a great talent and all, but appreciate it nonetheless.
So, Johnny, another great summer. Is Wildwood on election night? Did Wildwood vote for Jack Cettarelli, you over there with your son, the event that we saw, it was amazing, and then shock on election night?
Down here, we broke overwhelmingly for Jack, as it is down here. You know, it's a red area. I was shocked. Matter of fact, I was listening to Mark Levin that night, if I'm not mistaken, when the polls closed. And, you know, Mark Levin. And I mean, it was like within a half hour, you know, he said, well, I guess that's it.
Yeah.
And I said, what? That's it? What are you talking about? And then the next morning, you know, everything was counted. And what was it, 9 or 10 points he lost? But I was shocked. I was shocked. I wasn't ready for that. But
so, John, at this point in the summer, the year, we're seeing that the sand. And I may have to come down and negotiate because I'm friends with both of those guys, Mayor Ernie and Rosanella. And we see the sand issue again with the Wildwoods. Has it been a bad winter? Is it really bad?
Well, I mean, we've had some storms. It hasn't been horrible, but, we have had some nor'easters come through. I can't imagine. I haven't been up in northern Wildwood for a couple of months, but I mean, it was bad last time I saw it, so I can't imagine it's any better now. But this is typical state stuff, that's New Jersey, and that's Murphy for you. Wringing their hands and dragging their feet with the beach replenishment and all. And Wildwood, we catch a lot of that sand that comes from North Wildwood. So our beach keeps growing, meanwhile they keep suffering. But yeah, it's really something what happened up in North Wildwood.
John, affordable housing and developers and overdeveloping. We've had people on from Lumberton, Medford, even Ocean City. They're experiencing. Is Wildwood have any surge of that where they're saying, hey, even though there are not many jobs there in the wintertime, you have to put more affordable housing in?
Well, the pressure's been on Wildwood for years, and this is nothing new. I mean, this goes actually back to the 70s. With Wildwood, especially when Atlantic City was, starting to put the casinos and stuff in, they were trying to clean that town up, and you saw an influx back then of low income Section 8 housing into Wildwood, and it actually really kind of put a hurt on the town. I guess it's good for landlords, but it's hard for the community. You still see that pressure on, especially seaside towns. I don't understand it. There's plenty of area in New Jersey, for low-income housing. I don't know what the answer is, Dom, but the state's going to do what the state's going to do, push back or not.
As a business guy, and particularly hospitality business, Mulligan's, what's the issue for you now? With Mikey Sherrill coming into office, the associations, John, you're a member of and all that, what are they afraid of with this kind of change? Or do they think she'll be just another Murphy?
I think she's going to be another Murphy. Some people push back on me. Nah, she's not going to be that bad. I think she's going to be every bit as bad as Murphy, if not more. I mean, at least he didn't raise sales tax. She's talking about, bumping it up to 7%. And in Wildwood, at bars and restaurants, there's already a 2% tourist tax on top of the state sales tax. So, you know, people grumble about that and everything else. So, I mean, it's not going to help. It's going to hurt. Plus, I believe the gas tax is going up in the state. So, I mean, it's going to be a Murphy 2.0, unfortunately.
So it's 7%, 2% there. And then if you pay right, by a credit card, you know, versus not, how I always get on the cash thing, you add that on because of the business having to deal with the credit card companies, you're starting to approach double figures then.
Yeah, that's right. You know, most places down here, including us at the bar and the liquor store, you know, we have to put on a 3% surcharge just because of the fees the credit cards, you know, charge. It's outrageous. It's not like years ago where, you know, it might have been 85, 90% cash and then, you know, 10% cards. You took that hit. Now it's the other way around. It's 80, 85% cards and 15% cash. And, you know, it's a heck of a hit to take at the end of the month.
Absolutely. But you had a moment of pure joy. I saw your face when Roe was counting, my wife counting the votes, and Gravy going down to an ignominious defeat, your own wife in my camp, and you were celebrating behind the bar because it was like a 60-point loss or so of Gravy.
Well, that's right. Now, again, could have been biased because we were down here in South Jersey, where, you know, it is sauce. But yes, my wife is Gravy. My wife is on your train. I'm on the sauce train. And like I said, I've told you before, in our house, best of both worlds is Gravy sauce.
Absolutely. And John, the highlight for me too was the Mulligan's tropical design shirt for the summer White House. Your wife and advice, it's just unbelievable. I love it. Can you still get them at Mulligan's? Are there any shirts left?
I believe we do still have some.
Okay.
Yeah, I do believe it might only be one color because we had the black and we had the teal.
Right.
But I do believe we still have some. So if anybody wants to come in and ask.
All right. And is Mulligan's open now during December? Is this the cleaning time?
Nope, we are still open. Our last day, I believe, is January 11th, which is a Sunday. And then we'll be back open the Thursday of President's Day weekend. I believe it's the 12th, Thursday the 12th.
Well, some of the greatest experiences, you know that. You're there running it. It's just beyond belief. The October 15th was one of my favorite. I saw you when Jack Cittarelli and Presler are both there. That's why it was so hard to take on election night. We saw the electricity of that day.
Yeah, such a nice guy. You know, I'd only met him that one time. But, you know, he took the time, again, you know, pictures with the kids and talk and, you know, get ideas across. And there was a lot of momentum. I felt a lot more than 2021 for Jack. I was as shocked as, I guess, anybody, you know, any Republican in the state of New Jersey. It's a shame, but just got to pick yourself up and move on.
Absolutely. John, have a great Christmas and New Year, and we'll be talking soon.
All right. Merry Christmas, guys.
All right, Johnny Z at Mulligan's down at the shore on Talk Radio 1210. It is the lightning round next. And if you haven't been, you know, you got to come and experience it. I know it's a longer trip. And then you have people like Linda Kearns who lose to a debate fair and square, and she says it's election fraud. I mean, it's just ridiculous. It was obvious that I beat her in the Elvis Frank Sinatra thing. Her arguments were pretty good, but ipso facto, she lost. It's that simple. The gravy sauce debate, though, Roe's still thinking, I want a recount.
Wow.
It was that overwhelming, the defeat. Yeah. Just brutal. And the sauce people were really rubbing it in. All righty, 855-839-1210, lightning round. Hit us with that all-time character in a crime series, TV crime series, here on Talk Radio 1210.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
All right, name that character, unforgettable character in a crime drama on TV. By the way, we'll get into this tomorrow. Inquirer, big story. National survey says many renters say they'll never get to buy a home. And baby boomers were the least likely to say that home ownership is part of the American dream. What the heck is going on? I mean, it's up and down the line that everybody ought to realize. That's written in stone. That's the 11th commandment. Home ownership is part of the American dream. I don't know after that what part of the American dream is. If you go, nah, home ownership doesn't make the cut. What is it that's part of the American dream? I'll be asking that tomorrow. Not as a side quest, it's too serious, but my God. Huh. It's just hard to believe.
I wonder if that could work, though.
All right, 855-839-1210, though. David doesn't have an answer, right? We're into the lightning round here. I don't see anything.
No, he doesn't.
No. Okay. No. Let me go to the Earl of Tacony then. Hey, Earl, what do you have today?
There is an old joke that there are only 20 fruitcakes. They just keep getting passed around from person to person.
Exactly.
And I have no idea what's going on with the Christmas album. Henry hasn't gotten back to me. I mean, I do have his cell phone number and his home address, but you know, I respect boundaries. You know, I don't call him after work. I mean, I sit outside his house in a van every night and wait till the lights go out, but you know, I respect his boundaries.
Okay.
And no, just a creepy joke there. And my answer for the side question is Hector Salamanca from Breaking Bad, the leader of a leading drug cartel, gets crippled in a failed assassination attempt. Can't really do anything for himself. Has an opportunity to team up with his second greatest enemy to go and place a bomb under a seat and blow up his greatest enemy, the man who tried to kill him in the first place.
Yeah, and also, how about his lesson by drowning one of his nephews, right? To teach the other nephew, don't wish that your brother's gone.
It's amazing that he's able to accomplish so much, but he can't get rid of his greatest enemy because of his condition, for fear that, you know, is going to fail. And also just the visceral hatred that he has for him, that he wants to kill him himself, that he won't hire anybody to go and kill Gus.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that scene, I won't give it away because I don't know how people haven't seen it. When Gus comes out, straightens his tie, and you think, oh, no, come on now.
No way.
No way. Joe of Exton, Talk Cue Radio 1210. Hey, Joe, afternoon to you. What do you have today?
Yes. Hello, Dom, and good afternoon. My outstanding actor in a crime drama is Telly Savalas. In Kojak, who uses his vast experience and knowledge of crime to outwit criminals without having to resort to violence.
That's true, pretty much. Just a lot of lollipops.
I love it, baby.
Yeah, that's right, Joe. Before I take the last three here, Henry, if you could look up, I just wanted to give a sense, and I'll come to you once we get a winner today. How the race is going, Robert of Ben Salem versus David of Lexington. We'll give a preview of that in a second. Bill in Bucks. Hey, Bill, good afternoon. And who is yours?
Well, I had Walter White from Breaking Bad.
Well, tell us why. Go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah, so that was my choice there. I know somebody said somebody else from Breaking Bad. But
that was me.
Maybe I could change it. To somebody else. Could I do that?
Sure. Go ahead. Who's your final choice?
Okay. My final choice would be a guy who's been on a lot of TV shows, and he says he plays a detective. And one of his famous lines is, sir, one more question. Peter Falk as Columbo.
All righty. There you go. I like Monk better. They both had that eccentricities. Yeah, true. Pat in the Lehigh Valley. Hello, Pat. Who's yours?
Hey, mine's Briscoe. Law and Order. You played it, and he's the best. I think that he's the best Law and Order detective they ever had. He's droll. He's real. He makes mistakes. You know, he's a real guy. I love him.
All righty. Thank you. Well, that is on in so many channels around the world at any moment. So, yeah. John in Wildwood. All right, John, who's yours?
Mine is Perry Mason, not only for his lawyership, but the cars this guy drove, and he always had a money clip that was full of cash. It was wonderful. I still watch it.
Yeah, Perry Mason, a bit dated, but yes, he's no Perry Mason. And it was, he's no Johnny Cock. I don't know who the lawyer is. We say he's no right now, who the lawyer might be. We know Einstein if we say brain. That could be a category sometime of saying he's no, and you give a category.
Oh, some that'd be good, yeah.
Yeah, some I don't think there are, you know, somebody, you know, universally accepted. All right, who did you like, Kirk?
So I'm going to go with you, with David, South Carolina, with Adrian Monk. I'm going to go with him.
All right, Monk is a great one.
Yep.
Playing into that role is brilliant, but also idiosyncratic. Yeah, definitely. Henry?
Absolutely. Yeah, I can go with that. I also second Robert and Ben Salem's answer of Dexter, and I like John Wildwood's call there at the end of Perry Mason.
Okay.
You know, why you like them cars.
Yeah, Mike, yeah, that was a good... all right, let's go with Kirk's... let's go with that. Ooh, put him into the hat with Monk.
David's winning everything to that.
Well, we'll be happy. Oh, it's David of Lexington. Okay,
yep.
Now...
Yeah.
We are voting, and tomorrow's the deadline at 2:30. You have to vote by 2:30. Just go to my Twitter at DomShow1210. Shameless plug. Go through that mechanism, and thanks to Newman Price Waterhouse. We'll get them on tomorrow at the end, but we'll have the runner-up at 2:30, followed by the winner. You can vote up until 2:30, not a second afterward. We have all kinds of clocks and devices. How's the race going? David of Lexington has been... great at voter turnout. Robert might be the connection to a lot of listeners here, so that battle is going to be intense.
Yeah, no, I absolutely think it's going to be. And as of right now, Robert and Ben Salem has a 9-vote lead over David and Lexington. Very early, very early, but the returns are good for David. We'll see, or returns are good for Robert. We'll see how many doors David knocks on in the next 24 hours.
You're kind of predicting Robert here. You think, well,
It's like I was saying, like when someone drops out of like a primary or something, everyone always like is, all right, who's getting those votes? That's how I think. I think, you know, 6 of the 8 contestants, I think the votes would probably go towards Robert, but David obviously has his coalition, you know, across the country here supporting him.
Yeah,
so
Indiana's big country for David of Lexington. Well, we have the IP address. It's
amazing.
Yes, that's right. Dan Borowski might be a power broker. We saw him with a big cigar the other day. All right. Hit me on Twitter at DomShow1210. Please follow and vote. Somebody in for Rich today. I think it's Tom, the gravy guy. At least his podcast is the gravy, not sauce. That's an interesting, I think it is. Do you have that, Henry?
Who's
there?
I'm going to get it.
Okay, everybody's.
Opelka.
Oh, Mike Opelka.
Oh, Mike Opelka.
Yes.
Well, he's a gravy guy. He'll go along with that. Yeah. Mike, dazzling jacket the other day at the big, Grand Hotel.
It was loud. I'm not going to lie. It was loud.
Oh, it looked. Did Mike supply both jackets?
No.
No, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
No, he came in with it and left with it.
Okay. We got to get Mike to Mulligan's. Could do a lot of stuff with him this year, kind of helping craft that. Follow on Twitter then until tomorrow at DomShow1210, at DomShow1210. Thanks to all the people that voted, and thanks to all the people that wanted to be part of Caller of the Year, because you go through all that and you lose by a few votes. It's got to be any office you run for is always something that's fraught with. You imagine Jack Cianarelli. I hope Jack Cianarelli runs again. I don't care. My friend Harry Hurley the other day said, well, he's lost 3 times already. All right. Got to break through sometime. Richie Always Show with Mike is next. Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.